The Bible says that the entrance of your word giveth light and giveth understanding to the simple. We ask, oh Lord, that you will help our hearts to be simple enough to receive your word and to be prospered therein. Holy Spirit of God, we ask for a fresh breath upon what we are going to share today. And let it do every hearer good. Let us not be the same again by the time we are leaving. Thank you, Eternal Father. Lord, we pray for your servant, Pastor Tokbe, St. Cloud, this morning. Lord, we ask that your gracious hand will rest upon him and the assignment there. By the time we return to us, there shall be many testimonies. Amen. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Okay. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Exodus, chapter number 3. I see change in this house. I see growth. Hallelujah. I remember 2009, when I first came to Rochester. It was at a basement somewhere downtown, right? And went for a vigil. And guess how many of us were at that vigil? The Dosumu family and just one person. Hallelujah. I can only tell you this is the beginning. God is going to visit this house with many, many beautiful things. The Bible said, where the carcass are deposited, said there the eagles will gather. God is going to deposit the carcass of his grace here. And there's going to be an attraction from all over the city and beyond. In the name of Jesus. Next time when we come here, the whole place will be full. In Love Assembly, we're doing two services here. There. And by the grace of God, our church sits on Sunday, well over 1,000 people now. Now, God is God everywhere. And I actually think it will do much more here.
Amen.
Than it's doing there. Hallelujah. Okay, Exodus chapter 3. I read verse 7 through to 10. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. I thought somebody would say amen.
Amen.
And I've heard their cry by the reason of the taskmaster, for I know their sorrows. Verse 8, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. So now therefore behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I've also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians do oppress them. Verse 10, come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Since we are talking about repositioning, let me start by saying that the hand of Jehovah God is taking somebody out of Egypt, and that same gracious hand is guiding them into their Canaan land.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen?
That scripture in verse 7 opened by saying, and the Lord said, and the Lord said. As a matter of principle, I take whatever comes out of the mouth of the Lord very seriously. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever issue or challenge I have comes to an end when I'm able to locate whatever it is that is said by God in regards to that situation. Amen. The Bible says, forever, O God, thy word is settled. Amen.
Amen.
Say, and for by two immutable things unto which it has become impossible for God to lie. Now, what we are saying is that even if God wants to decide to lie sometimes, it is so impossible for him to do so. Amen.
Amen.
So when God says something, brethren, it does not matter how bad the situation is. You can afford to take the word of the Lord to the bank, and then the value will be delivered to you.
Amen.
It says, and the Lord said. So we must ask, what is it the Lord said? And the Lord said, I have surely seen. Minister Karen came here and gave a prophecy. I wouldn't know if we just allow that to go like that. No, it was a word from God, because it confirmed what God has said to my heart, you know, in the night while I was praying and preparing for this meeting. Amen. That I have surely seen. What is it God has seen? The affliction of my people. So are you here? You are feeling so afflicted. You are being pressured on all sides. What we thought would work are not working the way you thought they would work. You are praying, and it will seem as if the more you pray, the tougher the situation becomes. God said, there's a message for you. He has seen you.
Amen.
I found myself in that kind of situation a whole lot of time. I don't know whether you found yourself in it. When you ask the question, does God really see? You are doing so much, and you are getting so little back. And you ask God, I want to use the African language, where is your face? Amen?
Amen.
God, where are you? Are you seeing me? You are working so hard where you work, and yet somebody there is making your life so difficult. And you are a believer in Jesus Christ. You don't want to compromise your faith. You are asking, God, aren't you seeing? Amen. That was the situation of the children of Israel in Egypt. They were called the children of God, covenant people. And yet, an unrighteous king was making their lives so difficult. And they said to themselves, I thought somebody said, there's a God somewhere. Does he not see? How is this? Is it that there's so much injustice in the land? I mean, is God so unfair that he would turn his face away from the situation the way it is? They were there for 430 years. I do not know a single person here who has been in their situation for that long. Amen. You know, sometimes we are so much in trouble, and that we just no, God is not involved in this. But what did he say? He said, for the affliction of the daughter of my people, I am afflicted. Now, when you hurt, God also hurts. Amen?
Amen.
He said, I have seen. Brethren, he has seen. It says in the scriptures, say, I form the eyes. Will I not see? He said, God is of a purer eyes. Whatsoever it is you can see, God can see. Those things you may not be able to see, God can see.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I have a good news for somebody here. God has seen you.
Amen.
And he said to tell you that it's going to bring you out of that situation.
Amen.
in the name of Jesus. So the second thing you say, I have heard. What is it that God has heard? The cry of his people. It will seem as if God is just repeating himself, but come to think about, is it possible, for instance, for me to see you and not hear you? Is it not possible? Is it not possible for me, you know, to see you smiling and not hear you crying? Is it not possible for me to see you and think, oh, everything is just okay with him, with her, the way so well put together, flawless? I'm putting up a front. You know, we all put up some fronts, you know. We all want, you know, to cover up some things. There are things you don't want the other person to know until you are able to secure their confidence. And so God said, I have not only seen. Come on, I'm talking to somebody here. He said, I have also heard the cry of the open and the cry of the secret place. The one that, you know, you can afford to let other people hear, and the one that you cannot even share with your closest friend. God said, I should tell you, it's hard. He said, it's hard. They were in Egypt for 430 years under a strong hand, the strong hand of a Pharaoh, a huge taskmaster who made their life difficult. At some point they asked, they said, look, will you just relieve us a little? And he said, oh, you want some relief? Instead of giving you a relief, I'm going to add to your trouble. I do not know how many people have been that. The more you want to do something to make your life better, the more complicated it becomes. And they cried and cried and prayed the same prayer for 430 years. And now God came and said, I have heard you. There's someone here, you have been believing God for something. I do not know what it is. And that thing is capable of turning your life around for good. Where you are now, you don't even know whether you are in the will of God or outside of the will of God. But God says, I should tell you, he has heard you. Yeah. And because he has heard you, he will answer you. He said, it will not be long. This prayer point will become a testimony. In the name of Jesus. Now the third thing we learn there is that God has not only seen, not only heard, he said, I know. Amen. I know. I know. See, God is going to visit you and do stuff to you only because of his knowledge of your situation. Knowledge of your situation. You know, because we are limited in knowledge, sometimes we judge wrong. And it is the nature of man, whatsoever you do not understand, you label. You give them your own interpretation. Amen? Amen. God said, oh, everybody thought, when you attempted to cry, they thought you were actually laughing. He said, no, I know you were crying. I said, you know, when you thought nobody was seeing you, that's why they could not help you. Say, I saw you. The Bible says in the book of 1 Samuel, it said, God is a God of knowledge. And because he's a God of knowledge, he said, by him all actions are weighed. So if God is going to do something to somebody, it will be because of what he knows about that person. Amen. It's not going to depend on the report of the neighbor. No, if God were to be man, none of us would get anything. If God were to depend on the confession and the complaint of your neighbor, God will never lift a finger to help you out of your situation. But because God knows, he said, I know what you know of her, and I know what you do not know of her. For instance, a lady, the Bible told us, was caught in adultery. Not adultery is wrong. God will never condone it. But the Bible told us she was caught in the very act. And they brought her to Jesus to judge and to condemn. And they asked, what will you do? And the Bible said, Jesus told them, Whosoever has not committed a sin, let the person be the first to cast a stone. I pray for you, every stone that is lifted at you, the one who lifted that arm, you know, they will throw it away in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Every stone of condemnation, every stone that said there's no hope for you again, that stone will not hit you again in the name of Jesus. But because Jesus knew our situation, what did he do? He did not justify this. He did not just excuse, you know, he forgave her and released her. For as many as have been bound to some yokes that nobody could interpret aright, there is a God who knows. He said, God is a God of knowledge, and by him all actions are weighed. I pray in the name of Jesus that the same Jesus will visit you with his grace in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the sweetest part of it is in verse 8. I do not only see or heard or know, but I am come to deliver them. How many people have seen you? They actually saw you. So look, I'm hurting, I have problems. Say, yes, we know, we see. We could see, it's obvious. And they lifted no finger to do anything about it. How many people, you know, have heard you cry, and it was such a painful cry. You know, it wasn't a cry of a secret, it was an open cry. They even decided to cry with you, but they lifted no finger to do anything about it. Or people say, oh, we know. They're trying to say, have you ever seen Sister So-so? And so, say, yes. I said, yeah, I think she's going to say, that's not all. And they will tell a greater detail what you are going through. Yet they will lift no finger to do anything about it. That's not God. God is the only person who will see you in your situation and will not leave you in that situation. And the same God has come to you today. I pray whatsoever is this that unpleasant situation that you have brought to him, you are not going to go back with it in Jesus' name. Come and say it loud, amen.
Amen.
So, God said, I have come, I'm come to deliver them. Now, this is where I'm going in this message. To deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And I feel like saying, and the Rochesterites. Amen.
Amen.
God said, I am come.
Amen.
And in his coming, he will not leave you the same way he met you. In his coming, he will take you from where you are and take you to where you ought to be.
Amen.
In his coming, he will fulfill your prayers.
Amen.
And make this month your month of repositioning.
Amen.
In his coming, he will make this month to be better than your beginning.
Amen.
In his coming, he will make the 11th month the month you have been praying about.
Amen.
In his coming, he will make the last 2 months of the year to swallow up the first 10 months of the year for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I have a word of you, lady. I have a word for you, gentlemen. I have a word for you, every one of you, that God has come, and in his coming, he's not going to leave you the same way. He's going to turn your situation around. You know, the affliction, the yoke of affliction in your life is going to break it. Hey, every prayer that you have prayed that are yet to be answered, you will get answer for them. Come on.
Yeah.
He is come.
Yeah.
He said, and I am come. Come to do what? To deliver them. To deliver them. Now hear me, church. This November, deliverance is in the house.
Amen.
I say, help is in the house.
Amen.
Safety is in the house.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I am come
down to deliver them. He said, I am come. He's not sending an angel. He's not sending a prophet. He's not sending an emissary. He has come all by himself. This month of November, you will see God and you will see God for yourself. In the name of Jesus. I am come to deliver them out. In that scriptures, brethren, there are three levels of deliverance. And every child of God must experience them to be fulfilled. The first deliverance is the deliverance out. You cannot continue in sin and say that grace of God should abound. The Bible said, God forbid. Everyone, you know, who had a long-lasting relationship with God started from the point of deliverance. Matthew 11, it said, come unto me. You know, it didn't say, stay there. You must come out. Amen. You must, it said, come out from among the and be ye separate. You must come out. The deliverance that says remain where you are and continue what you are doing, grace has covered you, is not God's kind of deliverance. God's kind of deliverance must change your situation and change your position. Amen. Amen. Okay, so you are a sinner until now. Should you continue as a sinner? No. You must be delivered. So the first level of deliverance was to bring them out. Bring them out of Egypt. Bring them out of the experiences of Egypt. 430 years of slavery and servitude. Bring them out. Bring them out of the mentality of Egypt. Bring them out of the lifestyle of Egypt. Where they, you know, they've lost faith. They don't know what it means to believe God anymore. Bring them out. God, by his grace and mercy, came to them and brought them out. For as many as has been battling with one besetting sin or the other, the hand of Jehovah will bring you out today. In the name of Jesus. So he said to bring them out. The second one is to bring them up. He said, I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians and to bring them up. Brethren, the same hand that lifted from bondage is actually able to raise up. I am yet to see a man, and I'm saying this with every sense of seriousness and responsibility, I am yet to see a man whose life is fully yielded, that the same life is not lifted up. Amen. 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 He said, come up either, and I will assure you, everyone who walk with God, their lives are lifted. Amen. And if you are walking with God, you are next in line. I do not care what they say in that place where you work or where you do your business. No, promotion is still possible. Amen. And God's hand is going to lift you. Amen. Do you know what the scripture says about promotion? It says it does not come from the east. It does not come from the west. It says it does not even come from the south. It says it comes from above. And now if God is above and you are his child, it can only lift you to be with him. Amen. I say to you, the same hand that delivered you from Egypt will lift you up in the name of Jesus. Yeah. And I'm saying this, you know, with every sense of experience. Listen to me. Promotion of whatever sort is going to begin to happen in this hour. Lifting is going to happen. Yeah. Opportunity that you never qualified for, you are going to begin to access it. Blessing that you never prayed for will begin to happen to you. Can I get an amen, people? The reason is simple. The same grace that delivered you from sin, it is that's going to lift you up. I say it and it shall come to pass
in the last day that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be lifted above every mountain. He said the hills shall be raised. And he said the multitudes shall flow into it. Now, if you are in the mountain and the mountain is lifted, you cannot be on the ground again. Amen. That's what we are saying. Grace brought them out. The same grace will lift them. And the last level of deliverance, he said, and to bring them up out of that land unto. So there is the deliverance that brought out, lifted up, and delivered unto. If you ever had any plan for the year 2016 in January, let me prophesy to you. This year is not going to end until every one of your desires, they are fulfilled. Every one of your expectations, they are realized. Whatsoever you have looked towards in January, by December, you will testify of. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Did you see that? God said, look, there is a place. If you had a departure, you must have a place where you are going to arrive. They left Egypt. You know, there's a kind of deliverance that's been preached that took people out and left them in the space. That's not a perfect deliverance. It must deliver you. There's a place called the promised land. Come on, chosen generation, you are entering into a promised land. I'm saying this prophetically. I'm standing in my watch. I'm standing in my calling. And I prophesy to every one of you under the sound of my voice, the old, the young, the middle age, whatsoever God has promised you, his grace will deliver you there. In the name of Jesus. Promised land. Promised land. Now, in rounding off, let us look at what this promised land looks like. It says, it is a good land. Amen. A good land. Amen. Oh, every good and every perfect gift, the Bible says, they are from above. A good land. I do not care where you are, there is a better place. Amen. I do not care what position you are in, you can still be better. I do not care what you're experiencing, there's a better experience for you. And you are getting there. You know why? Because the hand of deliverance that took you from Egypt is the same hand that will deliver you in Canaan. So it's a good land, a good land, a good land. The second one is that land is a large land. Something could be good and small. You say, oh, I still want more of this. But this is, it's finished. Amen. But the mercies and the blessings of God are inexhaustible. Lord, I can take care of everything and everybody. You know what they call him? The El Shaddai. The all-blessed God. We can all come to him and have our fill. And yet, there will still be more to feed us many more years. Amen. That's what we are talking about. That look, if God blessing your neighbor, he can still bless you. And yet he will not be exhausted. He's the all-sufficient God. All-sufficient God. He is sufficient in our situation. Come on. That's God we are talking about. It's a large land. The same God can take care of your health and take care of your finance and take care of your spirit and take care of your home. Amen. It's not a limited God. That's what we are saying. Praise the name of the Lord. Some of us thought, God can be in our lives is to take care of our spirit. And then something is our soul or something is our. But no, God is a total God. And he can take care of us totally. Amen. Unto a large place. A large place. A large place. A large place. You know, I love you Americans. You know, you always do your things. Or like our friends in the UK. Everything in the UK is You know, the houses are, the cars are, the roads are, wow. But everywhere is and I see God taking you to your life place. Amen.
Come on, you are getting there in the name of Jesus. Okay, so to your life place. Don't remove it, please. I still want to use that scripture as I'm running up. Is it wonderful? Okay, I know you are giving me. Okay, unto a land, he said, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Unto a land flowing with milk and honey. No affliction, no pain, no sickness, no poverty, no sorrow. All you get there is prosperity and pleasure. Milk and honey. Unto the place of the Canaanites. Can you imagine the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites? And I beg to add to the place of the Amalekites too. That wheresoever the sole of your feet will tread upon, you possess it. Wheresoever you face, you conquer. Look at these people, a small nation. They never raised an army for 430 years. And God said to them, one nation, I'm going to give to you the inheritance of seven nations. And in that place, you will never have to dig. You will never have to labor. You will never have to stress yourself. Let me tell you, God has done it before. God is still doing it, and He will do it yet again. Stand to your feet. Let's bless the name of the Lord Jesus together. Let's just worship Him. If I were you, I would just tell God, you have seen me, you have heard me, you know my situation, and you have come to me. Go ahead and talk to Him. Lift up your hands and just receive your deliverance. Say to Him, say, Father, I receive my deliverance from Egypt. I am raised up. I am taken into my Canaan, my promised land. I receive my deliverance. What is it you are bonded to? Are you bonded to some affliction, some pain, some sin? Are there things you are struggling to do away with and they seem not to be able to leave you? Why not just go ahead under this grace and under this anointing today? Receive your deliverance. Say to God, say, Father, say, I receive my deliverance. I receive my deliverance from Egypt, from the mentality of Egypt, from the affliction of Egypt. I receive my deliverance. Go ahead and receive your deliverance. Come on. I only have 2 more minutes. Go ahead. Say, I receive my deliverance. I receive my deliverance. I receive my deliverance. I receive my deliverance. Mando riba sampra ika ilamo sompo ida hembro ika leba. I receive my deliverance. Yemolorosa makatembeba. I am out. I am up. I am in. Out, up, and in. By your grace, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Yeah.